You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The first BIPOC Playwrights Festival will be happening in Boise next month. Boise Contemporary Theater, or better known as BCT, is the only professional theater in Idaho that focuses entirely on new and contemporary plays, and BCT is bringing this festival to life. So joining us live to talk more about this are Ben Burdick, he is the producing artistic director at Boise Contemporary Theater, and Lily Yasuda, the festival's director. Welcome, both of you.
It's great to be back, Gemma. Thanks.
Thanks so much for having us.
So, Ben, can I start with you? I'm curious about how the idea for a BIPOC festival came to be, a playwright festival, but also why is something like this so important?
Yeah, sure. It started in May of 2020 with the murder of George Floyd, and there was obviously a larger national conversation about social justice, but I think there was a reckoning within the American theater, and certainly Boise Contemporary Theater. We're having conversations both inside the theater and with other arts leaders in Boise and around the nation. And it unfortunately also coincided with the pandemic, and so we had to furlough our staff. And so there were two of us here working full time for the majority of 2020, and so a lot of the work that we wanted to do and some of the institutional things that we wanted to sort of take a look at here at BCT, we just didn't have the staff or the resources to do it. So I thought, you know, and that sort of led to the next thought, which is, well, then what can we do? And I knew that the Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation had a fairly large grant. And so I decided to apply for that, and they were kind enough and gracious enough to give us a $30,000 grant to be the founding sponsors and grantors for the first annual BIPOC Playwrights Festival. So that's sort of the genesis of it. We got the grant in May, and thankfully, when I reached out to Lily, I said, I've got this great idea. Let's put on a festival, and we've got 90 days to do it. Ready?
Might as well have been 90 minutes. Well,
it feels
90
like
days 90 is better minutes. Than 90 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And she, I'm not sure why, but said sure. And so we have been going nonstop ever since.
So, Ben, I want to go back to something you mentioned about a reckoning within the theater community. I mean, I think there is definitely a reckoning happening around our country, even, you know, outside of the arts. But how do you think that that has impacted the arts and representation?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, just put the conversation at the forefront and you know, forced theaters across the country to really take a look at the systems that are in place and the representation that is there. And that's not just, leadership. It, you know, goes from staffing of theater companies to plays being produced to actors. To folks who are working behind the scenes as stage managers or designers, and really taking a holistic look at where we are as an industry, and where we are as an industry, it's pretty clear that we need to catch up, and not catch up. We actually need to be as a group of people who care about thought-provoking stories and community and as a space that is we talk about being equality and everyone is welcome in the theater, and we weren't really walking that walk, and so mm-hmm. that's sort of where we are as an industry. And I think things like this festival and these conversations are exactly what we need.
So Lily, let's talk about the festival, and tell us what it will look like.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've got three great pieces being showcased, two more traditional ensemble plays, spearheaded by Stephanie Walters and Juan Alfonso. And then we've also got a super wonderful one-woman show courtesy of MB Singley out of Philadelphia. So three very different pieces, but audiences will get the chance to enjoy these shows over August 6th and 7th and 13th and 14th at the Morrison Center. They've been kind enough to help sponsor us and give us a space. You know, at the time there were concerns about COVID protocol. BCT is a wonderful theater, but a little on the small side. So hopefully that won't be a problem. It sounds like we probably won't have to be masked, but if nothing else, people have plenty of leg room over in the Morrison Center to enjoy these pieces. So yeah, there'll be readings. So for folks who are not familiar, right, we actors are not going to be off book. We're going to have scripts in hand. It's going to be a little bit more intimate, a little bit more DIY, but still a great opportunity for our playwrights and our casts to hear these pieces performed out loud in front of an audience. As a writer myself, when I'm not wearing some of these more managerial hats, you know, I know firsthand the importance of getting a great read. So we're hoping that we'll be able to do that for our playwrights and to, yeah, get some voices out into the community from across the country that might otherwise not be heard. So people should definitely come out. I think it's going to be a great, great reading series.
And Lily, you know, when Ben mentioned that, you know, he gave you 90 days to put this festival together and, you know, and normally festivals take a lot more time than that to put together. What was it about this that you thought, you know what? Yes, we're going to do this. I'm going to say yes to this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've had longstanding ties at BCT for what feels like forever. I was a alumni of the Theater Lab program, and among other things, I feel like I grew up in that theater, so certainly have some sentimental reasons to want to support the folks at BCT. And you know, Ben has become a good friend over the last few years since he and his wife have been at the helm. So I think it was that more than anything else. And you know, our theater community here is small but mighty. Certainly commend and have been involved with, you know, the folks over at Homegrown Theater or Alley Repertory. I would say both of which are also doing meaningful work in examining and advocating for, I don't like the word diverse, but well, for lack of as a placeholder, I will say diverse voices and playwrights. So I think it's a, you know, I saw no reason not to help out at BCT. It is truly my pleasure. And yeah, just, I think, excited by the pieces we're bringing out. And that seemed like reason enough to want to hop on board.
And my understanding, Lily, is that you got quite the response when you put the word out to get playwrights here.
Yeah, you know, and we didn't even do a lot of heavy advertising or anything. It was pretty much just word of mouth, but we received, ooh, I feel like I'm going to butcher it now. We'll say 15 submissions or so, or a really wonderful variety of plays from all over the country. And we had a selection committee in addition to Ben and myself, and was certainly some tough decisions had to be made. So to all of the writers out there who weren't selected, you know, please know it is not personal. It's just some tough competition. And I would say followed closely by, it is a reading. So we were trying to keep a small casts under control. Yeah. We got some great submissions, but you know, once we're looking at an ensemble of 10 or 12 people, that was feeling like a little bit too many moving parts for us in this first year. So that's kind of how we ended up making those decisions.
And Ben, I'm curious about, you know, you as you talked about how, you know, the theater needs to move forward, right? And to frankly, not just talk the talk, but walk the walk when it comes to different voices, right? Mm-hmm. How do you think the audience needs to also take this on and say yes to this as well?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly hope so. I mean, you know, we have great faith not only in the patrons of BCT, but also, you know, the theater lovers in and around Boise, and we are hoping that they show some of that support and some of the, you know, conversations that have happened community wide. I hope the patrons will walk the walk as well, and you know, really show up and support these new voices. You know, a couple from Philadelphia, one from from Los Angeles, directors from all points in between across the United States. And so, you know, they're just wonderful stories. I mean, I think that's another thing that often gets overlooked in this conversation is that, you know, these are just great plays. The whole point of creating this festival, the reason that I wanted to do it, to Lily's point earlier, is that having been around the theater for most of my adult life and some of my high school life, you know, you hear over and over again from playwrights that the one thing they wish they had was just a little bit of time in the room to hear the play out loud, sit around a table, do some work around the table, and then go away, and then have the luxury of coming back the next day to hear it again after, you know, having worked on it, potentially, you know, that evening or whatever, and coming back the next day. So to these.
Oh, Ben, you're breaking up on us, Ben. So I'm going to.
Oh no.
Okay. So, oh, there you are. You came back just in time. hey, it's live. This is what happens. So before I do let you both, So how do people participate? How do they see the shows?
Welcome to the basement of Danbury Theater.
Oh, totally. Exactly. So Lily, how, because the festival goes from August 2nd to the 14th, but you had mentioned there were just a certain dates that folks can go to the Morrison Center and see these performances.
That's correct. You know, I think you can find all of the pressing details at bctheater.org, buy some tickets, check out what's going on. And I think in just tacking on briefly to, you know, your last question to Ben, how can audiences be involved to help show up? I think they can show up. I think that's the most important thing audiences can do. I don't think we're asking you to change any crazy mindsets you have or, you know, hopefully our audiences are doing other kinds of reflection in light of the year we've all just gone through, both racially and culturally, among other things. But I think what folks can do to support certainly BCT, but we'll say the theater at large, is you can buy a ticket, you can show up, you can take a chance on a playwright maybe you haven't heard of, or a story that may be unfamiliar to you. We can guarantee we've done a lot of quality control. These are all going to be wonderful pieces. So I think that's what folks can do. You can buy tickets online, track us on any of the social media platforms. And we're very excited to get this out in the community, and above all else, do, fingers crossed, hope for this to be a longstanding tradition. So hopefully this will become an annual event and will become a fan favorite for years to come.
I can just add to that in order for this to really become something over the course of many years, this first year is going to be really critical. So support from the community this first year would be, is just really important to all of us.
And to finally be back in the theater. So what a concept after the year and a half that we've had. Well, I want to thank both of you, Ben Burdick, producing artistic director at Boise Contemporary Theater, and Lily Yasuda. She is the festival director for the first BIPOC Playwrights Festival. It will take place August 2nd to the 14th in Boise. We will put a link on our website as well for all of that information. Up next, trying to cure cancer with a special 3D printer. More when we come back.